The corridor was a melee of smoke and noise. Silvermord had gotten over her initial shock, and now she urged her rats on in front of her, staying well distanced from the two creatures she feared most.
"Rush them!"
she screamed.
"Hack them to bits! They're well outnumbered!"
Rab and Muta were separated. Both had their backs to opposite walls. The otter fought with berserk fury, his blade flickering as it sought, thrust and parried. Muta had a winding handle and a battle stave as weapons, and any rat who came in range was smashed flat by a swinging blow from either one. The badger fought with the strength of 10. Through the smoke and chaos, Silvermord could see that the pair would not last. She dropped to the back of the pack, striking out with the flat of her sword blade as she urged the horde rats on.
"Keep at them! We've got them! Press in on them!"
Marielle stuck her head out of the window and gulped down clean fresh air. She rested a moment, regaining her balance. A sound of running caused her to pull her head in and look down the corridor. Reinforcements under the command of Grutch were coming to help Silvermord from the opposite direction. Galvanised into action, the mouse maid unlooped the knotted rope from around her body. Thwack! Whack! The first two rats fell to her gullwhacker as Marielle whirled it in the teeth of her oncoming foe.
Red Wall!
Faced with overwhelming odds, the mouse maid's warrior spirit rose. The hard knotted rope end was everywhere like a blur. Four rats tripped over their fallen comrades as they tried to get at her. Teeth flew, heads cracked and limbs splintered as Marielle of Redwall made her stand. The smoke was beginning to clear under the trampling paws of horde rats. Silvermord could see that the hard-pressed trio had only moments to survive under the numbers that assailed them. Waving a sword, she pressed forward, crying,
"Don't stop! Get in there! Kill them!"
Dandin emerged from behind a wall tapestry to find himself in a broad passage, broken at intervals by short flights of steps. Iris and Meldrum held the tapestry aside as the rest of the otters came out of the secret tunnel. Dandin suddenly held up a paw for silence. Echoing along the stone hallway came a faint cry.
"Red Wall!"
Breaking into a headlong dash, he tore off shouting,
"This way! It's Marielle! Red Wall!"
Taking up the Abbey war cry, the small force followed him at a flat-out run. The rear followers of Grutch's command were hit hard and fast by the charge. Dandin came vaulting in on a spear, flattening a rat as he took up position alongside Marielle. Swinging the gullwhacker full in a rat's face, she yelled at Dandin over the noise of combat.
"Get